During these troubled times, when all we hear about is a serious virus problem plaguing our country and state, it's easy to forget about the serious drug abuse problem in our community, which also takes and ruins many lives, which will still be with us even when the coronavirus becomes a distant, awful memory. We recently spoke with Robbie Sipe, a Pocahontas County resident who is a recovering addict. Robbie's story is perhaps the most inspirational one I've ever heard, and she wishes to pass on that inspiration and hope to others who may now find themselves in that same terrible situation she used to be in. Robbie, can you tell us about your history with your addiction?
Yes. In March 2017, I went to jail for the first time, and I spent 3 months in jail. I went straight into Crossroads, that's a rehab, in Gilbert, West Virginia, and I was there for 2.5 months. I got kicked out and sent home, and I was put on day report. I was clean for almost 6 months and relapsed. The day report director at the time tried to help, but I wasn't ready to get clean. Within that time, I only seen my kids one time. Day report revoked me, and I went back to jail for another 2 months, and then was sent to Anchor Point for 28 days. That's another rehab. I completed that and came home. I was put on day report and home confinement. I done okay for almost 3 months and relapsed again. After I relapsed, I tried to get clean, but I was in an accident at work, so that didn't last too long. After that, I started using and selling drugs again. Home confinement showed up on June 12th, searched my house and found numerous illegal things, and they took me back to jail. This time, I had to spend 6 months there. I got out at the end of November 2018 and signed my plea for drug court on January 16th, 2019. That was over a year ago. Things that I have got back in my life. I have 419 clean days today. It's been a year and 9 months since I shot up. That's a pretty big accomplishment for me. I have college credits, my license back, a house, a job, a car, a structured and happy life, and my kids and my family back in my life.
What drugs were you using?
I was using methamphetamines, Subutex, and Xanax.
Out of all the programs you went through, Robbie, which helped you the most?
I would say day report helped me the most. I have a really good relationship with them, and it's a really good support system. And I got sanctioned, which means I went to jail for 2 weeks when I was in drug court. And when I come back, they made me report to day report 5 days a week and go to therapy 2 days a week. And I wasn't happy about that at the time, but that helped me more than anything because I was around positive people 5 days a week here to help me.
At this point in your life, do you see yourself staying clean from drugs?
Yes, I do. I've seen people get off this program and relapse and go backwards, and it's your mindset. Like, I have it in my mind, I'm not going to go backwards. I'm not going to relapse again, and I just take it one day at a time.
Robbie, what message would you like to send to other people who are having drug problems?
I would like for them to know that day report is a safe place for them to come and talk. When you have a criminal mindset, you think day report in a whole different light. You don't trust the people there. You think that you're working for the cops or whatever, and that's not the case. You can come down here and they will help you get into rehab. If you're an addict or an alcoholic, you don't even have to be on the program. You can just walk through the doors and receive help.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would like for people to know, don't wait until you get in trouble, because getting in trouble is easy, getting out of it is hard. And don't do it for anybody else but for yourself, because if you try to do it for anybody else, you'll fail. I also want people to know, because I didn't understand this at first, and I feel like this is why I failed so many times. When you first start, it's about way more than just addiction. Like, you have to change the way you think. People, places, and things. You have to change the people, the places, all of that. It's not just beating your addiction. You have to change your lifestyle also.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It should be noted that Robbie Sipe is also the first person to graduate from the Pocahontas Drug Court Program since it returned to the county last summer. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.